Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Two Weird Hungry Girls. I'm Phoebe, and Tracy's not here. She's running late, I think. So she's going to miss this episode, which is kind of a shame, but the studio is full of three other guests. So I think this episode will be a lot of fun. So thanks for tuning in to the Two Weird Hungry Girls. We're a podcast where lifestyle and food are all up for grabs. And recently, I don't know how recent this will be by the time you hear this, but we were just on vacation with friends in Vieques. Did I pronounce that right, Gami?
You went to Vieques?
Yes.
Vieques.
Ooh.
Wait, you didn't even know that's where we were?
No.
Oh, I'm so excited. So we have Gami here, and Gami actually works with the People Chronicles.
Yes, I do.
So you're at home in the studio.
I am home in the studio. I am part owner.
Part owner, right. Congratulations. That happened recently, right?
Yeah.
Yay. And I'm here with Angela Diller and Teresa Eby. But we can call them Tess and Angie because after vacation, I think it's safe to say that we're closer friends.
Yes.
So Tess and Angie and Gami. So this is who we went on vacation with.
No way. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we have some stories for you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe. Yeah, so we went to Vieques.
Uh-huh. Where did you stay, number one?
Well, we stayed in a house close to Isabel.
Uh-huh.
So that would be like the north side, right? Mm-hmm. It was the North Shore.
Yeah.
But if you've never heard of Vieques, I wrote down some basic information because Dan and I had only heard of Vieques because he reads forums about the Caribbean because mm-hmm. we like to go to the Virgin Islands.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be a very popular destination if you like a quiet, laid back place to go.
Yes.
So I wrote down some basic information. So this is the National Geographic section of the Two Weird Hungry Girls. Mm-hmm. So Vieques is 6 miles off the coast of Puerto Rico. The island itself is only 21 miles long and 5 miles wide. And it's only, I think it was only about like a 15-minute drive from one side to the other as far as you could go. Because a lot of the island, it's not national park, but it belongs to, does it belong to the Navy?
Yes.
Still? Okay.
Yes. To the Marines.
Okay. Yes. And then there are really two downtown areas. One was Isabel and one was Esperanza. I should also note that sales tax was ridiculously high. Like, it was close to 10%, right?
16%.
Yeah. Is that what it was? 16?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I knew it was high.
Yeah, Dan was like, this was an expensive trip. Like, for out-of-pocket stuff, it was.
Oh, yeah.
And then, if you have Verizon, it's really terrible service, right, Tess?
I could not text or call anyone the whole time we were there.
Yeah.
I didn't, which, in a way, was kind of nice. But mm-hmm. everybody's going this and that and the other thing. I'm like, what? My phone did not work at all.
Yeah.
So Verizon was not my friend.
Yes. And we were an hour behind Eastern Standard Time, right?
An hour ahead.
An hour ahead, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
One hour.
It's an hour ahead.
So that's like the basic information, I think, about Vieques, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can get there by ferry.
Yes.
Or by airplane.
Yes.
Which was an exciting part of our trip, Phoebe.
We did that.
It's a small plane.
Oh, it's a very small plane.
Have you
Angie sat right next to the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And he shakes a lot.
And Phoebe and I were in the back.
Yes. How was your experience in the front of the plane? Like, how many people? It sat how many people?
Was it 10?
There were 10 of us.
10?
Yeah. Okay. Including the pilot.
Yeah. And you could reach your arms out. Like, it's safe to say if you stretched your arms out, you could touch either side of the plane.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah, riding up front was exciting. I was glad that it was me and not anyone else that was a little more prone to anxiety. At one point he pulled out some type of book to, I guess, calculate his speed. And it could have appeared to others that he was reading the manual. So I'm glad that no one else saw that.
Well, usually those type of planes, you could go up to 10, but usually you should only keep it up to 6.
Really?
Yes.
So we were like overloaded.
Yes, because she had to sit down in the other pilot area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was shotgun.
Yeah, so that was something else. I think that was like our introduction to Vieques.
Because we didn't even get to sit with our significant other. Mm-mm. Because they had to sit us according to our weight.
Yes. Because you have to maintain the balance of the plane.
Yeah, you can't lie about that.
No.
I did initially, but I did tell them the truth.
I have to be honest with you. Next time you go again, go in the ferry. You're going to have so much fun.
Really? We did that on the way back.
We rode the ferry back.
Oh,
so we got to experience both.
Okay.
So that was fun.
Did you went on the second floor or on the first?
I was going to ask, what do you say? What did you suggest?
I was trying to go on the second because, like, you get splashed from the water. Well, first of all, it depends on what time are you taking it. If you're taking the last one, it's at nighttime. So you, when it's driving to Isla Grande, that it means Puerto Rico, you're going back to the big island. You can see, like, all the lights and how everything is so beautiful. Mm. And if you have the full moon, you'll be able to, like, see the shining of the full power of the moon. Mm. And you can see it all through the water. So it's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Something to remember for next time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I asked these guys to write down their three favorite experiences or three most interesting experiences. So I'm hoping that, like, you might enjoy this, Gami. And I think this will be fun. Because I told you guys, don't talk about it before. And I should mention that Kim can't make it. She couldn't make it. So, Kim, I'm sorry that you're not here, but I do have your list. And I printed it. Good. See? I did print it. Right. So, why don't you go first, Angie?
Okay. You, like, want me to go through one at a time?
Just one.
Okay. I will start with the ongoing quest through the whole week was to find my beloved empanadas. So I had high expectations of empanadas, but they were a little hard to find than I was expecting. So one day on our way to the beach, we just happened to pass a little restaurant on the side of the road, and we stopped, and they had all kinds of empanadas. They had seafood, they had cheese, chicken, and it was awesome. So we got a couple of them, and I was so happy. So I think the reason that I don't know, the anticipation had just built up so much that the empanadas were just amazing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So the empanadas was like the thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
But sadly, you only empanadas. Found it at one place.
Right.
And we almost did find at them the end of the week.
Yeah, at the end of the week. We did find it at another place later, but I don't know, they still weren't as good as those roadside empanadas.
Right. Are empanadas called something else?
In Puerto Rico, they call them pastelillos.
Yes, that's it.
That's why
we were asking for the wrong thing all week.
Yeah, and you could get them, like, from seafood, from, like, pork or beef or poultry, too. So you could get either way. So it just depends where you go. But, yeah, in Puerto Rico, they don't call them empanadas. They call them pastelillos because they're made.
What, is that like a B or a P, you're saying?
A P.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why they were hard to find then.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Now, when you went and stopped and you had the empanadas, you had something else, Tess. And it was like a cheese. It was like a corn dog with cheese in it.
There was no dog because, of course, I don't eat meat. So it was like cornbread with cheese in the middle, and it was deep fried. And it
corn
was,
fritters?
It was.
You call
but
corn
see, what
fritter?
We call Those corn fritter corn. Here and what that was were totally different. But it was quite tasty.
I love those. Oh, no. They're so amazing. It's just regular corn. It's like for us, it's called sorullos de maíz. So, and like you said, like you could have them with like yellow cheese, white cheese. It depends what kind of cheese you want. Mm-hmm. Did they give you the super sauce they call mayo ketchup?
No. Super sauce? Oh.
No.
No?
Shucks.
Oh, my God.
I gobbled it right down. It didn't last very long to dip it into anything.
Yeah. Usually, when you travel again and then you go to the Isla Grande, the big island, you order those and then, like, in any restaurant, and they'll give you this little, it's like a pink sauce. It has, I could give you the recipe because it's kind of like a Spanish thing that everybody does. It's like ketchup, mayo, garlic, onion, and what was the other thing? I know there's something else that they add to. And it's just like, it's super good. Mm. But you said that you don't eat meat, so you probably won't even eat it because of the mayo, right?
Oh, you would eat the mayo.
I do mayo. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the other one I had was pizza, and that was good. It was just cheese and sauce on the inside.
Yes.
What, it was like a pizza stick and cornbread?
It was like, no, it was like a pizza.
Empanada.
That word, that pretty word that he said.
Yeah, but that one, was it yellow or was it white? Because it depends on the dough.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was deep fried.
Trust me, in Puerto Rico, everything is deep fried.
That's what people said before we left, like, everything is deep fried. Mm-hmm. So, Tess, what was your favorite, your number one?
My number one had nothing to do with food. Mm-hmm. It was snorkeling because I had never snorkeled before. So that was just amazing to me to see all the fish and everything. But hand in hand with that was floating. Oh, Tess can float in Puerto Rico.
Right.
Tess has never floated in her whole life. Her butt sinks to the bottom. And I just laid over, and the water, I guess they said the water is that salty that my butt just went whoop like a bopper. You know, it just went right to the top, and I just laid there and giggled. I mean,
I do
literally.
I did. Yeah. It was very, very cool.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't need the... You had a... Spaghetti?
Yeah, I had a noodle.
I used
the noodle just for fear of sinking down, especially when we saw the barracuda.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad that it was way down and I was up the top. Okay. Yeah.
What was your favorite thing that you saw when you were snorkeling? Do you remember any particular fish?
I don't know fish names, but there was one and it was like royal blue. It was just the prettiest. And they were just so bright and there was just... hundreds of different kinds of fish.
Mm-hmm. So that was your top thing?
That was my top thing.
Snorkeling and floating.
Yeah.
Okay. That's an accomplishment.
Kim said her top thing, and I would love to do this sometime too, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. I'm going to show it to you. It's number one on the list. El Yunque? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
The rainforest.
The rainforest, the national forest in Puerto Rico. Yeah. Okay.
That was her number one. She said that was her favorite, the rainforest in Puerto Rico. She said it was a lush green forest with the sounds of the coqui frogs and tropical birds. And she said she liked hiking into the mountains, overlooking the ocean, and seeing Vieques in the distance, and then hiking to the waterfalls and waiting at the bottom of the falls.
Yes.
So, I don't know. We didn't get a chance to do that. Well, they went out early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they went out 3 days early. So, they had a chance to see San Juan and Isla Grande.
Yeah.
Okay. So, they saw that before we did.
Okay.
So, that was her number one. I think my number one would have to be the La Chiva Beach, Playa La Chiva. I can't remember. I know that they sometimes call the beaches by colors. And do you remember they said we shouldn't do that?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how they remember...
They're trying to get away from that.
The Navy's way of like identifying the beaches. So La Chiva is the red beach on Vieques. And it has like a drive with maybe like 1 to 17 different stops.
La Chilla?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's La Chilla.
Well, I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah.
But you can go and park at like any of those numbers. Like parking space was numbered.
Mm-hmm.
You can from each like location, there was a completely different view.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were going to do something like that as a beach, nobody has time to go to 17 different destinations and park. But that was fun to drive to each one and park, or at least we stopped at maybe 6 of them.
Okay,
yeah. So you should definitely do that. That was a lot of fun. We enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that is good about the island is like you could be on the north side and you could be on the south side. The water is so different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, sometimes for me, I see it's like, this is ridiculous. It's like, it's only like a couple miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how could it be so different?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just because of the current and the position. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's always different. Some sides like more salty than the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Like our house was on the north side.
Okay.
So we fell asleep or woke up every night to very loud waves.
Yeah.
Because the house was right on the beach, so it was crashing on the rocks.
Ooh.
It was great, because for 7 nights, I didn't hear my husband snore. The waves were that loud. I mean, we went home, and I'm like, oh, shucks, you started snoring again.
And it drowned it out. And what was your number two, Angie?
My number two was a beach. It was Navio Beach, which was a beach that you had to park. I think it was about... quarter mile away, maybe a little bit more, and walk in because the road was so bad with potholes that you couldn't drive. In fact, the rental cars weren't allowed to go back to that beach. But it was definitely worth the walk, even though we carried a cooler and beach chairs and everything we needed for the day. And because there's a really neat, I think there's more than one, but we were in one cave that the water had washed out. And it just was really cool. And it was very peaceful. There wasn't many people there. And the water was beautiful like it is all over the island, but I don't know, that one just had a special feel to me. It just felt a little more remote and just, I don't know, just very naturally beautiful. That was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Tess, how about your second one?
It's really hard to pick three. I just want to tell you that.
I know.
Because there's just so many things that were going through my mind, but I would have to say the very first restaurant that we went to, Vieques Bistro, I don't know if it was because it was our first night there, and it was just so exciting. We were all together and everything, but they had the best food, and we got to sit outside, which is one of our favorite things to do. And it was the first time I ever had mofongo.
Oh, mofongo. I love mofongo.
Oh, yes. So do we. It's like, okay, where can we buy this here?
Where can we buy this here?
You could buy here. Here in Reading area, the restaurant at Old San Juan will do it for you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, note
to self. Because it was just... My husband got... He said it was the best pork he ever had. I don't even know what his dish was called, but he really enjoyed that.
Okay.
So
the outdoor dining experience and the food was pretty amazing. That was like after a whole day of travel, too.
So yes. That was nice. Yeah. So it was just sitting down, and yeah. But it was just... I would have... Even though we wanted to sample and try so many different things, I would have gone back to that restaurant in that same week.
Yeah.
Because I just like the food so much.
And it's very easy to do.
Yeah.
Really easy.
To what? Go back to the same place twice?
No, or to do the mofongo.
Oh, do the mofongo.
Oh, to make it. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Oh, to make it?
Yeah. Do the mofongo. That sounds like a dance.
It does.
Which we didn't get to do that.
I'm really sad you guys didn't get to do that. What's interesting is, and this is what I thought would happen when everyone wrote their favorites out, Kim's was also the grouper and mofongo at Bieki's Bistro. Mm-hmm. She said, Jean and I both love the blend of Caribbean flavors. But they had already been in San Juan for a few days before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that was kind of like, oh, they already got like a sample of it a few days.
I know.
Yeah.
Before, and for us, it was like, wow.
I know.
Like the first night. So mm-hmm. that was fun. But they really did like that one as well, the mm-hmm. grouper and the mofongo at Bieki's. Mine was snorkeling under the pier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that was, I think, Dan's favorite, too. You had to kind of, like, haul it out. Do you know what is it the Navy Pier? Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a place you can take, you could take a beach chair, but you're sitting on the rocks mm-hmm. At the pier.
Okay.
But you drive all the way out to where the gate is, and you park your car and get in the water there. There's kind of a few steps down.
Okay.
And you go on the left-hand side. Because wasn't the right hand a little more, was it a stronger current?
It was, the water was much calmer
mm-hmm. yeah,
on the left-hand mm-hmm. side.
And you guys, all of us actually snorkeled out and saw sea turtles.
Yes.
Right?
That was awesome.
I did not go.
You didn't?
Well, because for some reason it was my first time snorkeling.
Oh.
And I was like getting lightheaded. I don't know what was going on, but I did not get to see the sea turtles.
Wait, did you see sea turtles on your other snorkeling? Tess, you have to go back.
I know.
Okay, you have to go back to find them.
I know.
Because that was really beautiful.
Cool.
So if you snorkel out there, you have to do all the way down at the end of the pier. And then Dan, he's crazy. He snorkeled in between the pier. And he seemed to be doing okay there. Like, it wasn't choppy. So Kim and I went in. And it was just beautiful to see. Like, you could just see those, what would you call them? The things that hold the pier.
The pylons?
Yeah, the pylons.
The mm-hmm.
Like, they just went down mm-hmm. until they disappeared, and they were covered in coral.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, it was gorgeous. Like, big sea turtles, baby sea turtles. So that was my second one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Angie.
Very cool. All right, number three. I really enjoyed the Bioluminescent Bay experience. We had a great guide, and he was very entertaining. So if you're not familiar with the Bioluminescent Bay, basically... I'm not going to do this justice. We need the National Geographic back out. But it's basically a bay that lights up when you agitate the water.
Mm-hmm.
We went on a guided tour, and we were taken out into the middle, and we were rowing. You could see the water where the oar had been, and if you stuck your hand in the water, your hand glowed, and it was really cool. It was a beautiful night. Our experience was a little bit interrupted by the moon, because the moon was so bright, so that interfered with kind of the brightness of the bay. But at the same time, it was clear, and we got to see a lot of stars, and our guide did a great job of pointing out all the constellations and explaining that to us. It just was a really mm-hmm. peaceful experience just to be out on the water like that. So I don't know. That was just something I had never experienced before. I had no expectations going in, so I just thought, it's just... is what it is, because I know sometimes those things can be overhyped, but I just really enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you have expectations going in, Tess?
I did. I was imagining seeing more fish and that type of thing, but I, mm-hmm. of course, a couple boats away, a fish actually jumped into another person's boat,
uh-huh.
and I was like, dang, no, I would have screamed and jumped out probably, but I guess I imagined it to be more. than what it was. Mm-hmm. But I think it was because we were 5 days away from the full moon.
Okay.
So they tell you to go the furthest away from the full moon as you can. So we went the very, our very, like, we got there Saturday, and it was it Sunday night or Monday night that we went? Yeah.
Dan was expecting, like, when we pulled in and parked, that, like, the whole bay would be glowing, like, radioactive, kind of all blue. But he said that's what he expected because that's what you see in the brochures.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell, well, I'm going to ask what your third was.
Oh, my third was restaurant hopping in San Juan.
Oh.
Because San Juan was not even, we went to Old San Juan, which we didn't think we'd get to do, but because of that nasty snowstorm, our flight got changed from Saturday to Sunday.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. So, shucks, we had to stay an extra day. So Saturday evening, we went to a bunch of different restaurants and got appetizers and drinks. Okay. And then we'd leave there and go walk a little bit and go to the next one. So that was just fun because we got to try a lot of different things and meet some very interesting restaurant workers.
The dancing one?
Our dancing waitress that we had. Well, she just did kind of a thumb thing. Like, you know, like, which no one can see me doing it, so it doesn't really make any sense. But, but that was just a fun night. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because it wasn't part of our original trip. It was just made it a fun evening.
It was spontaneous.
Bonus.
It was a bonus.
I think this is funny that Kim's third one was the bio bay. Well, she actually said snorkeling at the end of the pier and the bio bay. She liked that too. She had mentioned that she enjoyed seeing the tropical fish. She remembers Dan being stung by the bearded fireworm. Mm-hmm. We didn't know that was a stinging, of course, thing. So he picked it up. He picked it up. He put it in his hand. Well, I told him, I was like, pick it up, get a picture.
He picked
it
up.
And it stung his hand.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is, the bearded fireworm?
It's the round one with the whole spiky stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no, you should never do that.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we didn't know.
Yeah.
We didn't know. It was a cool
thing. His hand was just numb for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she had fun doing that, and she really enjoyed the Bio Bay. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I love the Bio Bay. Like, it's a toss-up, my third, between the Bio Bay and San Juan. I mean, that Bio Bay was amazing. I don't think, I mean, I think if you go there, it's you have to.
Yeah.
It should be, like, on the top list of things to do. And we did it with, I asked Kim, was it Jack?
Jax.
J-A-X. J-A-X.
Or was it J-A-K? Something.
We'll look up J-A-K or X, either one of them.
Sports.
But that's the tour that we did, and they were really great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that see-through bottom boat.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That was a really cool part,
And then
too.
When you, like, put your hands in and you, like, cup it, and you, like, and then everything
you
is
could
blue.
See the
it's
little
crazy.
Microorganisms that are in the water. It was really awesome.
So
it was very cool.
It's funny that you guys said that because it was a full moon, you guys couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, what it activates those makes that chemical reaction is the moon.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't understand. Like, you could even jump in the water. You're like, you see all your entire body.
Oh. They said we couldn't do that.
Yeah. Well,
they
don't. Did that?
Yeah.
They don't let people do that anymore because they said your body oil and suntan lotion was starting to kill off the microorganisms. That's why they go in boats or kayaks.
Okay. But because we live there.
Yeah. The natives can go.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to make sure, like, when you jump in, you make sure that you don't have none of that stuff on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. The first time that we went, and there's a couple in the island. The one that we went, it was in the south side. It's around Rincon. So when we went there, it's like, oh, you guys could jump if you want to. I was like, oh, sure. And we all jumped. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was good.
That's pretty neat.
That is awesome.
You swam with them.
Huh?
You swam with them and kind of glowed.
Mm-hmm, yeah. When you move your hands and everything, then your hands start getting all glowy and everything. It's cute.
Oh, that's
very
great.
Cool. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. I think the last thing, though, was the San Juan. And I don't know what we would have missed because we tried to, I mean, we only had one night. And I feel like we tried to hit as many places as possible because we went up and down so many streets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we would have missed.
What was your favorite one?
Street?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember.
I don't know what they were streets. Called.
I don't even remember that one restaurant that we ate in that was, did we have the empanadas?
I don't even remember.
How does it look like?
Well, we went up one of the streets and there was a building on the right hand side. Do you remember this? Everything is cobblestone.
And it was blue.
Is that what it was? And then you look to the right and there was a restaurant almost like a block long.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see through the Do you remember that?
Yeah. And the bricks were blue.
Yeah, inside. Yeah,
the bricks on the street were blue.
I don't remember. It was beautiful.
Was that the... We walked past the college, too.
We had a lot... we had some things to drink on empty stomachs. I don't want to say we drank a lot, but we did have some shots on empty stomachs.
I think you guys were in La Calle San Sebastián. And it has like a cool restaurant. It's really big. And then on this side is the art school. And then on the other side, there was like a big metal.
Yeah.
Sort of, yep, that's the one.
Yeah, we went to it. I think it's, is it, yeah. How do you say it?
Restaurante Aire Nuevo.
Okay. Is that the last place we ended up with the girl, the waitress?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, with our dancing waitress.
Yes.
That's so awesome. What is, one last thing really quickly, because we have to wrap it up, but what's one thing you would think people probably should skip? If you're going for a week, and now that we've been for a week, what's one thing you would just skip?
I don't know. I would say you could skip the plane ride and take the ferry if you have the time. I mean, I didn't have a bad experience on the plane, but I don't know. The ferry is $2, so it's a pretty good deal. So,
but
I don't know.
But the plane is 10 minutes.
That is true.
And the ferry is, an hour and a half?
That's true.
So...
An hour and a half?
I think it took us an hour and a half to get from Vieques back over.
It used to be like 30 to 45 minutes.
Maybe that's with loading everyone on. Yeah. And,
well, true.
You know, because that took a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I would say. Go for the ferry.
Do the ferry?
Yeah.
Oh, to skip. I cannot think to skip anything because it was... There's just so much more that I feel like I could go back and see that I missed.
Okay, what would you do?
I'll tell you what you could skip. You could skip the bus that takes you back to the Bioluminous Bay.
Oh, that bus ride?
You have to go on the bus.
Yeah, you
but
do.
It was like, they say, this bus ride is part of the experience, guys. And it was just like bumpy, hilly, you can't even call it a pothole. It was like
a
stop pothole. I mean, it was not a fun ride to get back there in the middle of nowhere.
I feel like, I don't want to think we're ending on a down note, but so traveler's tip, do the ferry. Skip the plane ride.
Yep.
Go to the bathroom before you leave or the bioluminescent.
Yes, absolutely.
When they say go to the bathroom, do, because it's a bumpy ride. And I think you really should not miss out on San Juan.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of sad we didn't see, like, all of the history. Because there's forts or something.
Yeah, so we missed.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't get to go all the way. Oh.
No. So what are the things then, maybe like one or two quick things that you have to see that we didn't see next time when we go?
Well, number one, it was El Morro. I think you guys were going to go there. It was really close, so maybe you just need a little bit more direction. The other one was the El Paseo La Princesa. It means the princess walkway. Mm-hmm. It has a big fountain in the end, and then like when you walk, you can see all the other side of the island, and then it's like, that's really beautiful.
Oh,
And then when you walk through that, on the top section, you see like where the governor is and stuff like that.
Okay, so those are the things we would have to see next time. So that was a lot of fun, though.
That was awesome. It was a great trip.
Yeah.
I'm glad we went.
Sorry you're not here, Kim.
I know, Kim. We missed you.
Thanks for joining us, Gami.
You're welcome.
And thanks so much for coming in.
Yes,
on this like chilly night, right?
I know. As soon as I walked in, I was like, "Where's our 82 degrees weather that we had just a couple weeks ago?"
Right. So thanks for driving in the cold.
You're welcome.
And sharing all of your travel tips and stuff. So be sure to. I think I'll probably do a post that has the links to some of the things that were favorites for everybody.
Awesome.
On the blog, you can find me at phoebespurefood.com. And you can find recipes, local food eating tips, and some things like that online. And be sure to leave feedback. Let us know what you think of this episode. Our guests are really nice, so, I mean, that's easy. But let us know what you'd like to hear more of. And leave us some feedback in iTunes. And subscribe. So thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Bye, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Two Weird Hungry Girls podcast. We record at the studios of the People Chronicles here at 505 Penn Street in downtown Reading, Pennsylvania. So thanks for tuning in. And I want to make sure that you know you can find us in iTunes,
You can find us at thepeoplechronicles.com that lists all of the podcast episodes and my Pure Food for Thought show. So you can subscribe there. And you can find me at phoebespurefood.com for some wonderful seasonal wholesome recipes and for local destinations. I really appreciate you tuning in and subscribing. We would love to hear your feedback, so be sure to leave feedback at iTunes. It makes all of this possible. And we really appreciate your feedback. Let us know what you think of the show. Thanks for tuning in, guys.